USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Trump administration with a warning for Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
On Monday, Vice President Mike Pence was delivering remarks to the Christians United for Israel conference in Washington, D.C. The vice president had a message for everyone regarding Iran.
The president also made one other promise. He promised to stand up to the world's leading state sponsor of terror. And he did just that when he withdrew the United States of America from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. There will be no more pallets of cash to the mullahs in Iran.
In other news, beware of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. At the second day of the annual running of the bulls, at least five people hurt, including two Americans. One man from San Francisco, the other from Kentucky. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry joining President Trump in the East Room of the White House to talk about environmental issues.
At the Department of Energy, we have championed both the historic development of our nation's resources and the technological breakthroughs that are just literally cascading across this country in ways to use energy more cleanly, more efficiently than anyone ever thought possible before.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the formation of a new commission, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Pompeo described the objectives.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Supporters say the new commission will support the freedom of religion or belief as the core element of strategic policy discussions.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team arrives back in the States and is ready to party after beating the team from the Netherlands Sunday 2-0, the final score in France. A parade scheduled for Wednesday in New York City. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi congratulating the team on the big win.
In a bipartisan way, we invited them to the Capitol as a group, or if they just want to come individually with their families, any way they'd like to come, we'd like to welcome them and to honor them. But aren't we proud of them?
To entertainment news now, Stevie Wonder about to take a break from performing, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Stevie Wonder will be taking a break from music. The legendary singer-songwriter made this announcement during a concert in London.
What's going to happen is this. I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to have a kidney transplant in September of this year. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know, I came here to give you my love.
The Detroit Free Press reported that Wonder had been battling a serious but manageable health issue and has been touring overseas with a full medical team. Wonder learned to play piano, drums, and harmonica before the age of 9 and signed to Motown in 1961. Since then, he's won 25 Grammys, an honorary award, and has been nominated for the Grammys 74 times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.